He see your heart, and he begin to cut the word, and the word begin to cut you. The father said, go ahead and prepare for my son. My son was lost. See, when you out there and sin, you're lost. You're lost. See, sin ain't going to let you know that you're lost. Sin ain't going to try to hold you as long as he can hold you and grab you and squeeze you. That's what sin going to do. It's going to try to keep you. He said, go and prepare the best. That's the way the Lord is. He's going to give you the best. Go and prepare. He ain't going to give you the word. The Lord going to give you the best. So go and prepare the best. Go and among those sheep and among the goat and get the fat, get the best. Get the best one. Praise the Lord. Get the one without spot or wrinkle. No broken leg. No, nothing broke on him. No broken horn. No, nothing on him. And said, clean him up because my son is on his way by. Said, my son is on his way back. Lord, talking to somebody tonight. My son and my daughter are on their way back, praise the Lord. Even though they went far off, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, my arm is not short. It's not too short that I cannot save you.
Hallelujah. We are in hopes that you enjoyed our elder's message today and were truly blessed. If you would like a copy of today's message, please call 337-238-0314 or visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God to our co-founder, Pastor Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord in Senla and in Miss Lou.
Just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15 to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
Thank you. Y'all pray for me. Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know the said the Lord Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth will all pass away. Jesus, Jesus, yes, there's something about that name. He's my master, He's my Savior, He's my Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Anybody here know Jesus? Jesus, Jesus. Let all heaven and earth proclaim, oh, King and kingdoms, away, but there's something about that name. When I see Jesus, amen. When I see the one who died for me way back on Calvary, amen. All of my troubles, all of my trials, all of my tribulations, they will be over. When I see Jesus, it will be over. Amen.
God, thank you, because all of our help comes from you. We just want to praise you, Lord, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're gonna do. We say thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we say amen. 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 y'all give the choir another hand, please? And right before he leaves, can you give Pastor Sands another hand? Hey, man, everybody's a little under the weather this morning, but God says go, amen? Here I am. And I haven't been here in a while, so I'm glad to be up here. Y'all glad to see me? We want to give honor to God first. To our honorees, my brother, my sister, Pastor Emeritus Lawson in his absence, and Reverend Lonix, my brother. Today's a special day, man. A day that we set aside to give honor to our pastor and our first lady for their hard work and dedication to our church. And I'm a little biased, of course, because he's my brother. My task this morning is to bring you a few words because Reverend Wyman Lewis is going to do the preaching this afternoon. I'm going to give you a little message, amen? I want to start with a little something funny I heard since we're talking about pastors. There was a younger couple at a church who invited their pastor over for dinner. He's an older guy, but he accepted the invitation. He went over to eat, and when he got there, the food wasn't quite ready, so he sat in the living room with the little boy, the son. And he told the little boy, he said, "Something smells good in here." Say, "Would you happen to know what we're having for dinner?" Little boy said, "Yeah, we're having goat." He said, "Goat?" Said, "Are you sure?" He said, "Oh, yeah, because last night I overheard mom and daddy talking, and they said we might as well have the old goat over for dinner." You're going to catch that later.
I got it.
Now, I'm not calling my brother an old goat. But he is getting a little old, amen. And I love him. Amen. This morning, we want to talk just a few minutes about praise. Praise is what we offer God, or should offer God, for his goodness, and it's also what he deserves for what he gives to us and what he does for us. Amen?
Amen.
If you will, briefly turn with me. We're going to catch a couple of scriptures here. Psalms 145.
Right.
We're going to do 3 through 5 and 8 through 10. And when you have it, say amen. We're going to start with 3 through 5. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty, and of thy wondrous works. We're going to skip down to 8. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger. That's a good thing. And of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. We're going to use for a subject, "For this I give you praise." Talking about a psalm of David known as a wisdom psalm, declarative praise. I got some third graders at school who knows what declarative means.
Yes.
It means simply making a statement.
Yes.
I will praise you, O Lord. I love you, O Lord. It simply makes a statement.
Go ahead.
The structure of this psalm focuses on God's greatness with an expectation of ongoing praise. We're going to keep it going through the generations. Amen. Verse says, one generation shall praise thy acts to another. I can remember, I know you can remember your elders talking about praising God. Amen.
Amen.
We come up under our elders through church. Yeah. You know, they taught us a whole lot. But I want to know, why do you praise? What do you praise him for?
Yeah, all right.
Well, who do you call when trouble arises?
Yeah.
Psalms 27 and 5 says, "For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in the secret of his tabernacle." And I love that.
Yeah.
"Shall he hide me?" That lets me know there's safety in my praise. Amen. When I need to go somewhere and talk to somebody else, I can talk to the Lord. He's going to hide me in his tabernacle. Somebody said praises are peculiar people. Well, that's because they probably don't know what praise is. Amen? They might see you shouting, and first thing somebody say, it don't take all of that. But let me tell you, if you know God, and he's done anything for you, because when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, I think it takes a little more than that. Amen? Some of us just too quiet.
Amen.
But here it is. Now I'm gonna step out in the water a little bit.
Amen.
We're quiet sometimes at our own church.
Well,
let me say that again.
Yeah.
Quiet at our own church.
Well,
I ain't talking about y'all, Mount Calvary.
Right.
Let that citywide revival come.
Right.
Ooh, we don't miss a night.
Yeah.
We shouting before the preacher get up. And I ain't got nothing wrong. Oh, nothing. I love preachers. I love preaching. That's why I'm up here, because I accepted God's calling. Nothing wrong with preachers. But he ain't saying nothing any different from your preacher says on Sunday morning. Amen. You gonna give him a whole lot of money. Let me get my voice right for that one. A whole lot of money to say the same thing that you hear every Sunday morning. But when your preacher's up saying it, here you are. Yeah. We're going to be real quiet. The word is the word. Doesn't matter who it's coming from. Yeah, so that's why a lot of times we don't understand praise. That's why we didn't understand David. In 2 Samuel, where it says David danced before the Lord with all his might. He didn't get up and give him a little bit. He gave him all he had. So I'm going to tell you this morning, if you want a little blessing, you give him a little praise. You're looking for a big blessing, you better come off a big praise. Amen. One of the things we can't do, and I'm impatient too, is we can't wait on God. We want to rush him. I heard a preacher say we want a microwave God. What we need is a crock pot God. And we need to wait and let it simmer a little while till God get ready for us to have it. He gonna give it to you when he wants you to have it, amen?
Yeah.
What he is for you is for you.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. All thy works shall praise him.
Well,
sometimes we get caught up and we feel like we're not gonna make it, we just can't get out.
Yeah.
And we don't wanna praise, we wanna wait until it happens.
Yeah.
Song says, don't wait till the battle is over, you better shout now.
Yeah.
You better shout now, amen? Because he's coming with the answer. He's coming. So I want to remind you of something. When the days of your life aren't so bold and beautiful, and your back is against the wall because you're young, old, and restless, because some days you have and some days you have not, what you need to do is go on and trust him. He's coming. He's coming. Do you believe he's coming, Mount Calvary?
Yes.
How many of you have been so down? Come on now. Come on. Truly down to your last dime. I've been there. Matter of fact, it probably was a nickel. And when I went to the bank and drove through the drive-thru, the lady reminded me that she couldn't even cash that check because there wasn't enough in there to cash it on. So I can tell you I've been down to my last dime. But I'm here today to tell you that God blesses. He sees. He knows all. Even when you don't think he's looking. One of the best stories I ever read was about a doctor who was doing ministry work in a foreign country. And he slept, he went to sleep that night in his tent, and a thief approached him. He didn't know the thief was approaching him. Thief had all intent to rob him. But as he approached, he saw 12 figures in the shadow. He could see 12 shadows. He got a little closer. He noticed that was 12 men. He thought to himself, well, I can't take on these 12 men, and if the doctor wakes up, I'm really outnumbered. So he retreated. The next morning, he saw the doctor, and he told him his story. He said, you know, I was going to rob you last night when you were asleep. He said, really? He said, well, why didn't you? He said, well, I was coming towards your tent, and I saw 12 men standing there around that tent, and I backed up. He said, so the doctor said, well, that's kind of strange, because I know I was by myself. How many of you know you're not alone when you think you're alone? He said, I was in that tent alone. I know I was there by myself.
Yes,
Lord. So he said, okay. So he went on home after his ministry trip was over and happened to be talking to one of the elders of the church one day, and he shared the story with him. He said, the thief said he was going to rob me. But the closer he got, he saw 12 men.
Yeah, all right.
The elder said, do you happen to remember the date? He said, oh, yeah. I remember the date, he said, clearly. So the elder went on to tell him, he said, well, the night before that, I didn't sleep well.
All right.
Had you on my mind. We were worried about you, he said. So I went down to the church.
Yes.
Called together some men. We're going to pray.
Yes.
He said, I didn't get all of them, but I got 12.
All right. All right.
And we prayed for you. So while he didn't even know anybody was watching, anybody was thinking about him, the elders had called together the 12. And I want you to know, I don't know what you believe in, but I believe that was the 12 that surrounded that tent. Amen? Amen. His testimony was, God, I thank you. And I'm going to praise you because I didn't even know you were there. But you sent somebody to help me. Do you believe that right at the red light, when you're about to go through it and that car is about to take you out, that God sends an angel? Do you believe God is where you don't think he is? Do you know sometimes you've been in your house, somebody was approaching your door, and somebody sent that person the other way? Do you believe that? Then if you believe that, then how can you hold back a praise? How can you hold back a praise? I tell God every day, for this I give you praise. I don't sometimes even know what this is, but I'm going to give him praise. Because he's a good God, amen?
Yeah.
Y'all looking mighty good, see?